This is WSKG News. Proponents of raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers say they have a new drive to increase the state's revenue. As Karen DeWitt tells us, it comes with the news of deep federal cuts, including those to health care.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has called an amendment to the federal repeal of Obamacare that would force the state to pick up county Medicaid costs unconscionable. The potential $2.3 billion loss in federal aid from the amendment, proposed by Buffalo area Congressman Chris Collins, comes on top of an expected $4.5 billion hit to Medicaid under the GOP's plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. The governor's Medicaid advisor predicts up to 7 million New Yorkers could be at risk of losing their health care.
Thank you all for being here. And again,
Speaker Hastie addressed a rally with progressive activists to promote the Assembly Democrats' plan. It would extend an existing income tax surcharge on millionaires and expand it by adding new, higher tax brackets. Afterward, the speaker says there's growing reasons why the money could be needed.
The more we start to see what's coming down in Washington, we're trying to convince people that it may be good, even on the Collins Amendment to shift costs to the state. It's great to say that, but the state has to come up with a way to pay its bills. And right now, we have no answer on how the state is going to pay its bills after the end of this year.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio also spoke at the rally. He plugged his proposal to add a surcharge to the purchase of high-priced homes, known as the mansion tax, to pay for housing for seniors.
You know what? The average cost of a home covered by this tax would be $4.5 million. I think we can all agree if someone can afford to buy a $4.5 million home, they can give a little more so our seniors can have affordable housing, right?
Neither Governor Cuomo nor Republicans who lead the state Senate support the mayor's mansion tax or an expansion of the millionaire's tax. But Cuomo does back an extension of the existing millionaire's tax, which is due to expire later this year. But the governor says he thinks adding to that tax could drive people out of the state.
The fear is that you could raise taxes so high that people leave the state. And I do believe there's a tipping point.
Speaker Hastie says he's not deterred by the statements. He says he's seen other measures once considered long shots, like increasing the state's minimum wage, become law in the end.
There's been items that we've pushed in the past that people thought never had a shot. I go back to minimum wage a couple of years ago. People didn't think it was going to happen. It happened.
Cuomo, in a statement, now says New York would have to raise everyone's income taxes by 10% to make up for the threatened health care cuts that continue to add up from Washington. The governor says if the Obamacare-related taxes on the wealthy are also eliminated, then the state's middle class might have to see their taxes go up by over 25%. Cuomo, in his second day of attacks on the Collins Amendment, says Republican leaders in Congress are trying to buy votes in exchange for support on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And he says if that's the case, then the federal government should pay for it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.